Nolte, Virginia Democrats seek to reduce assault on cops to misdemeanor. By John Nolte on July 2, 2020. Virginia Democrats are eager to declare open season on law enforcement by downgrading an assault on a police officer from a felony to a misdemeanor. Fox 5. According to a document shared by multiple local reporters and retweeted by the Virginia Senate Democrats, the proposals include downgrading the charge of assault on a police officer from a felony to a misdemeanor. Currently, assaulting an officer is a Class 6 felony with a minimum penalty of 6 months in jail and a maximum of 5 years. Misdemeanors carry a 1 year maximum and no minimum. In other words, you can hurl a brick at a police officer or gang tackle a police officer, and the worst case scenario is 1 year in prison, which means about 6 months in prison or a monetary fine. How can anyone interpret this move as anything other than Virginia Democrats showing their cards and wanting to tell the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa that it is now open season on law enforcement? The Democrats' other obvious play here is to abolish policing throughout the state of Virginia, not just in the cities, but everywhere. No sane person would want to be a police officer in a state where the law encourages assaults on them. And make no mistake, this proposal is designed to intimidate cops. Get a load of this. In addition to reducing the consequences for assaulting an officer, the proposals also include a number of restrictions that would be imposed on police officers to limit the use of force. These proposals include required attempts to de-escalate situations before using force, as well as issuing warnings and exhausting all other means before firing shots. So what you have here are Democrats actively seeking to increase assaults on police officers while at the same further tying their hands on the use of force. Something that has protected police officers for years is the power of the law, is the knowledge that once you lay a hand on a cop, a blow, a push, a nudge, everything immediately changes, things suddenly get very serious. You are now in a whole new realm of legal trouble. What had been a ticket or a fine or a warning is now your butt in a sling. You know, I'm one of those ACLU types who despises district attorneys who overcharge to force a plea bargain. I'm also disgusted at the criminalization of everything, like selling loose cigarettes, which is what triggered Daryl Garner's death. But of course it makes sense to protect law enforcement with heavy criminal charges. Even a bleeding heart liberal like myself can understand that, can understand why that is. Anyway, if you are not already convinced, this proposal from Virginia Democrats should sway any fence sitters of just how hard attack serious Democrats are when it comes to defunding and abolishing the police, which is only a means towards their ultimate goal, which is full-blown anarchy. Things are about to get very bad for a very long time, especially in the cities. If you can, you have to get out, if for no other reason to cash out while your property still has some value. This is not a drill. New York cut the police budget by $1 billion. Minneapolis just ended policing altogether. Los Angeles slashed its police budget and all but removed safety personnel from the schools. And now, in obvious attempt to create more anarchy and to all but ensure police resign in massive waves, Democrats in Virginia are ready to put a giant kick me sign on law enforcement. I repeat, this is not a drill. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.